Welcome to day 6 of 7 of Taking Care of Yourself Little Golden Nugget Style. I'm Gigi, creator of littlegoldennuggets.com. It's a site dedicated to sharing nuggets of knowledge on self-care, and I invite you to go and check it out. Today on day 6, we're going to talk about an aspect of self-care that is not often discussed, but definitely it's something that I hold close to my heart. Money matters. Mwah, mwah, mwah. It may not be immediately obvious, but having your money matters in order puts you in a position of strength and power. Taking care of your money matters is a huge show of self-love, meaning living within the means of which your current paycheck allows you to. So creating and following a budget and carrying little or no debt. Because when we carry debt, whether we like to admit it or not, it puts us at someone else's mercy, at least to a degree. So I can guess why this topic is not often discussed within the self-care realm. It's because speaking of finances is very taboo, and it brings with it a lot of emotional baggage. I get it. So to give an example, I have a friend, same age as me, 2 beautiful children, beautiful house, bigger than mine, beautiful neighborhood, definitely a desirable neighborhood. And last year she told me that she paid off her mortgage. And I'm really good with money. So the fact that someone was able to pay off their mortgage in her 40s was shocking to me. She actually also happens to be a writer. So I suggested to her that why don't you write about how you paid off your mortgage, give some tips, give some tricks. And she all but laughed in my face. She said, people don't want to hear about it. And then she told me a story about someone who she had read about in a Toronto newspaper. This was a young gentleman who detailed how he paid off his mortgage at a young age. And according to her, he received death threats and definitely was verbally attacked. So it's a scary territory to enter, but one that's also so important. So, hey, I'm not making judgments or assumptions about your life. I'm only here to tell you about my experience with finance and credit. So a little bit of background about me. I consider myself actually very fortunate. My professional background is within the financial realm. I've been adjudicating credit and managing risk for over 15 years within various industries. I literally stumbled into my line of work. I think I stumbled here because it aligns perfectly with my personality and my relationships with money. Because of working in credit risk for both prime and non-prime lenders, I understand the impact that good credit and poor credit has on people, and it's really become second nature to me. I sincerely feel that part of my calling here is to show people that a different relationship with money and credit management exists. Definitely, this is not a one-day activity. I don't think anything that we've discussed over the last couple of days is a one-day-only activity. My budget is revised often. I have a husband. We pool our finances together. So our budget is something that we do together. So for example, my kids need to go to summer camp. We take a look at the budget. My little girl in September is no longer going to be in full-time daycare. Let's reassess the budget. Budget doesn't have to carry a negative connotation. For me, it means planning for what we want next. I posted a much more detailed account of why I left my 6-figure job for the one that I have now. So for more about my story, please visit littlegoldennuggets.com and you'll find my story under the Money Matters tab. So for now, I want you to just think about embracing taking care of your finances as another self-care activity. As you go through this journey, make sure that it's not a neglected branch of your self-care regime. Think about what you can do today to get you to where you want to be tomorrow. Remember, it's a journey. My personal budget, we've been married for 8 years and we talk about it almost monthly because we're excited about how far we've come and what plans we want to put into place and what that means from a budget aspect and where we have to rejig. It's not always fun, but I promise you that it can be a fun conversation. Thank you so much for listening. to the new and the old. Wishing you a great day filled with love. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.